So, success is more a matter of IQ factor or emotional intelligence?
Yes, it's both. I think success, it requires both, that you have to have some kind of, you know, intellectual capacity, but you also for sure need emotional intelligence. So we would say, in order to manage, I need intellectual capacity. In order to motivate, I need emotional intelligence. So success is both managing and motivating. And so I would say both.
Well, a business mind is a talent or a skill you can learn?
A business mind? It's a challenge, you said?
What? A talent.
A talent or a skill? I say yes, meaning both, because what I like to say about, for example, a good leader, it's like an athlete, right? So athletes, you have a talent, right? So, but if you have a talent and no coaching, you never are going to reach a high level of performance. At the same time, somebody who has less talent but is able to get good coaching and good development, you're always going to be able to improve. So again, I think obviously the best business minds are like the best athletes. You have both the talent, but you also develop that talent through practice, through, you know, competency development.
Right. So how much luck affects success, and what is all about, is there, in your opinion, what is luck and how much luck affects success?
Well, so every successful person will acknowledge that they're lucky. But the question is, what is luck? Because I say luck is not an accident. So there's a difference between being lucky and an accident. And my definition, the definition I use of luck is the meeting of preparation with opportunity. So meaning, if I have an opportunity and I'm not prepared for it, bad luck. If I'm prepared and no opportunity, bad luck. But what every successful person will say is, the more I prepare, the harder I work, the more I practice, the luckier I get. Because the more I'm prepared, I don't need a big opportunity. When you're really prepared, when you've really done your work, then even a little opportunity is enough. And that's why, again, you need luck, because you can't control opportunity. But if you're prepared, you don't need as much opportunity. You can take a little.
You also search for opportunity.
Yeah, yes. You also think, this is the other side, that successful people and lucky people also
they look
for opportunity. They take risk. There's a man who did a study, a man named Richard Wiseman, who wrote a book called The Luck Factor. And he did a very interesting study where he would have people come to his office, some who said they were lucky, some who said they were unlucky, and he interviewed them. But he did a little experiment where he was a British man, and he put 20 pounds on the side of the sidewalk coming to his office. Every one of the lucky people found the money. Hardly any of the unlucky people found the money, even though the money was there in both cases, because lucky people are looking for opportunities. They expect to be lucky.
Oh, that's not so common. People are...
It's a mindset.
It's a mindset.
Yeah, yeah. So,
okay. Well, what are the first three errors usually made in pursuing success in business and life?
I think the first area of mistake is that people put too much focus on only one aspect of success. Because what I say, what is success? Is making a lot of money success? It's part of success. There's a lot of people who have a lot of money who have a terrible life, terrible health, terrible relationship. Is that success? So I would say that success has to do with, especially sustainable success, has to do with realizing that you need to actually balance multiple dimensions. So if I only put my emphasis on money and I forget about my health and I forget about my relationships,
the purpose is not to balance.
Yeah, it's first mistake is over-focus. I think, you know, a second mistake that people make about success is they think, how would I say, it's a little bit like our discussion about luck. They think, it's only for a few people. They think that, you know, either you have to be really special or really lucky to succeed. And not, and again, yes, maybe you do need to be lucky, but like we were saying, you can increase your luck factor. So I think people hold themselves back. Maybe the best way to say it is that people don't think big enough. They keep themselves small because they don't want to have too big of an expectation. Mm-hmm. And Michelangelo, the great Renaissance artist, used to say, it's a lot better to set a very high ambition and miss it than it is to set a low ambition and make it, mm-hmm. because that way you keep yourself small.
Okay, so this is a total mistake.
Yeah, and then I think the third one is that people interpret failure as failure and not as feedback. Okay. Because for me, one of the keys to success of every successful person, mm-hmm. is, we'll see, this is the complement to luck, right? You got to be lucky and you have to be resilient. You have to be able to bounce back. I mean, no people that you consider successful, the big names, you know, the Steve Jobs, there was no linear success. He was kicked out of his own company. He had all kinds of things. So you bounce back.
It's kind of personality you're born with, or you can be
both. Like I say, some people are born with that. It's more natural to them, but it's something that can be learned. I don't think you're going to learn it by sitting in a classroom in school. So, you've got to learn it through coaching. You've got to learn it through, other modes, mentoring. Absolutely. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing what I was doing
Natural, more successful people.
I think there are people that have natural characteristics that allow them to do that. I mean, I have to say, I have a son who is absolutely like that. He can succeed at anything he does. And he's always sort of had that kind of a mindset.
So now I have a strange question. Millionaires in the world have increased by 2.3 million, reaching 3.3 million. And we also have 2,473 billionaires. Okay, I ask you first, why this growth?
Well,
they are growing also.
Well, I think we have to think of two things. Yeah, first of all, is realize that. So population has also grown in number. Okay. Inflation has also grown. So what $1 million is now is not what it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But I think there's also more to it than just that. And I think that it's because, frankly, there are, we're creating more opportunities. There is more the mindset, and let's call it the infrastructure to support that, is also developing and growing. I mean, our world is also changing. Okay. I come from the Silicon Valley, and you can see that, I don't know what the percentage is, but I think it's something like 80% of the unicorn companies, which is the companies that are valued at $1 billion, they're in Silicon Valley. Why? Because it's an infrastructure, it's a mindset that supports that.
So do you see a connection related to any individual IQ, EQ, and being rich people?
I wish that only smart people
rich
could be
is more intelligent or not.
I don't. Not necessarily. I think, you have to have a minimum intelligence. Certainly, you have to have a certain level of IQ and a certain level of EQ. I don't know. Sometimes it's interesting when you look at who are the wealthy people, but I think you have other characteristics like ambition, like resilience.
Okay.
There is the whole notion of people sometimes also being in the right place at the right time, and that's what we're calling luck as well. So I wouldn't say there's a direct correlation. Otherwise, we would say, what about all those intelligent people that are not successful or rich?
Yeah,
what are they missing?
Maybe they're not ambitious, they're not resilient.
Exactly. So you need, I would say, a minimum level. Let's say, if you were going to put, I'm not going to put an IQ number on it, but let's say from a scale of 0 to 10, you probably want to at least be 7 or above, but you don't have to be brilliant.
So what are skills and personality, future features of those wealthy person that can imitate to reach higher level.
Yeah.
We are the future, we can imitate.
Yeah, well, these are the things that I have all that I've written about in my books, because that's what success factor modeling is all about. So the first one, it's passion. That is, you know, you need to find what is it, because to be successful is going to require a lot of energy. And every successful person says that. Steve Jobs says that, you know, you need passion to be successful. And he said the reason is because it's hard. And it's so hard that any rational person will give up. And that's the problem with rational IQ. You can, if you're smart, you would give up. But then the passionate person doesn't give up.
And sometimes, be a little crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said. And sometimes that's why you succeed. I think a second quality is some kind of level of vision. That is to be able to see possibilities that other people don't see, which also relates to the craziness, if you will.
What kind of issues do you frequently find in your coaching activity?
You know, usually people are coming to coaching because they're having a struggle or a problem. You know, they're coming to coaching because they're trying to resolve something. So
talk about personal life coaching or business coaching?
Business coaching. You know, so they're struggling in their business or they're struggling, you know. And usually, though, it's because I would say very often it's one of the most common things is, I would say, some kind of self-limiting belief. So one of the things that you're going to, this is one of these other qualities that you find about successful people is they believe in themselves and they believe in what they're doing. You know, so if, and as one person said, one this successful woman said, if you don't believe in what you're doing, you should be doing something else.
And anyway, we can learn to be successful.
Yeah, so absolutely. So this way of actually building the belief, I mean, if you don't believe in what you're doing, you're not going to succeed, period. You're not going to be resilient. So I think what's the biggest issue that people have? It's basically having a strong enough belief to keep going.
Okay. Leadership. 3 must do and for entrepreneur and 3 for a professional. 3 must do.
Okay. So we would say, I say that if you're for leadership, 3 must do's is, first of all, You must be able to communicate and communicate a vision, right? Communicate a future, communicate a direction, because that's leading is leading somewhere. Secondly, what you must do is be able to motivate and inspire, because if I say no energy, no motivation, it doesn't matter how clear the goal is, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. The third thing is that must do is to be able to, I would say, encourage team cooperation, right? So encourage an effective team, because you're not going to do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. So express, you know, communicate a direction, motivate and inspire, and get cooperation.
Also for a professional?
Similar for a professional. I think a professional, not all professionals have to work in a team. Mm-hmm. Not all, you know, somebody can be a manager and not a leader. What's that?
Do you recommend who is not working at team?
It's not working a team. So then I think the must do is to be clear about your own professional goals.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you have no goal, you have nowhere to go. The second thing is then to be able to, have some good key performance indicators. Meaning, mm-hmm. if I know what my goal is, I need to know if I'm progressing towards it. Mm-hmm. And there's an old saying that says, what you can measure, you can manage. If you can't measure it, you don't know what you're doing. Okay. And then the third thing I would say is, for a professional, is you need to be able to, let's say, seek and respond to feedback, right? Okay. To make correction.
You know, with resilience.
That's part of the resilience, exactly.
Okay, very quick. You say doing something great for the world and make a profit out of it at the same time is a great mindset.
Yeah.
This is available to everyone, and how? And how to take the huge leap that Richard Branson took, as you mentioned before.
Yeah. Well, obviously, the first thing is this going back to this issue, you have to have a fair amount of belief in yourself and, you know, a belief in what you're doing. So it's an interesting thing that I would say, again, see, if somebody doesn't believe that something is possible, you don't even try. If somebody doesn't believe they're capable, they won't even work with it. So I think in some ways it starts with belief. It starts with, mm-hmm. and truly, even this idea that you have to believe it is possible for me to live my dream, to live my life, and also make a profit. Because so many people, actually, you know, when I'm coaching people, I've even had somebody say to me, they said, well, as soon as I make enough money, then I'm going to live my life. And I say, be careful, because you will never have enough. You've got to take that risk.
Okay.
So that's the place where you have to take the risk, you know. And it's taking the first risk is taking a risk on yourself.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pastor.
You're welcome.
So, okay. Save.